The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pop you up.
A whole lot of trying just to get up.
Thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. This is the Power Segment. I'm wrapping up today's show. And all of you podcast listeners, thanks for joining. The title is Real Estate Ownership in 2019. Specifically in the Pikes Peak region, Colorado Springs, we have had an amazing year to be thankful for. There's 11.9% year-to-date appreciation on real estate from this time last year. We also have an amazing economy that has expanded with jobs, with affordability, and a desirable community to live in that Colorado Springs just landed. Notification in an article listed on the 29th of November in the Gazette front page that says Springs could be the top housing market in 2019. And this was a study done by Trulia having five different indicators that they looked at for different markets. And they looked at these indicators, five indicators of job growth over the past year, a tightening supply of rental properties, the affordability of homes, also the high number of young millennial age individuals that were potentially entering into the market as buyers, and then most importantly, data on the internet that shows the number of people searching to come into the Colorado Springs and Pikes Peak region market as opposed to leaving the city. Those are some very positive foundational elements. We have had a correction in the real estate market, and this is so incredibly positive for buyers because I utilize some of the general business beliefs like that of Warren Buffett, where he says, when you're making an investment, buy low, sell high. I often make the statement that when you buy real estate, that's when you make your money, not when you sell. It's important to understand when the markets are very, very hot in 2016, 2017, sometimes hot is so red hot that it's difficult to grab on and participate in that market. In 2015, I told you, the radio and podcast listeners, to take a deep breath and hold off from investing in Denver because it was hotter than most people could handle, 14, 17, 20% appreciation a year. You don't want to buy if you have to in a market that hot. So our market cooling down as far as the houses and the number of days that they're on the market before they go under contract is a good thing. And in the summer is way too hot. I recommend all my radio listeners and my mortgage clients at Churchill Mortgage try to balance and schedule their move and their house purchase in the off months, September through March, rather than April through August. The same way I would recommend you go to Walmart on a Tuesday night rather than a hellacious Saturday morning. Or like I tell Matt, my producer, come on, man, go to Golden Corral on a Tuesday, not a Thursday afternoon on Thanksgiving when there's a two-hour wait. These are just common sense principles. But now that the market has become manageable again, where there's not multiple offers, five, six, seven people you're competing with, you can get into the market and make your money during the purchase and get some equity, like I shared with you in an example of some of my clients and radio listeners, Uri and Carrie. You can still buy a $235,000 house that appraises for $260,000. It's not hypothetical. That just literally happened 72 hours ago from this show. And if you got stinking thinking, don't worry about it. Just call me at 330-1457 and I will help do an acid wash on your brain and get you thinking positive. I bought seven houses in the last 5 years and I overshot my life goals and my budget and retirement goals. So you certainly can do it. Another bit of information sharing with you is in the new year, I'm going to be releasing my first book, The Three Little Houses, that I talk exactly how you can do this process. But in summing up this show, Real Estate Ownership in 2019, not only do I want to share with you that the market is hot and will continue to be hot, real estate appreciates at 6% on average across the country, but here in El Paso County, it has been 7% over the last 5 years from 2012 to 17, 35% appreciation. But the next set of 5 years from 2015 to 2020 is going to be over 10% because we are a hot market for multiple reasons. And the biggest takeaways that I want to share with you is you have to go towards the concept of buying real estate with the understanding that you don't make decisions in a vacuum. So if you decide not to move forward, that is a decision of indecision. And the rest of the property appreciation, the rest of the interest rates, the rest of inflation will continue, and your goal might actually slip out of your hands as the world moves faster and faster ahead as you sit stagnant. So please understand the goal if you're buying in this real estate market is just to get in the game. Buy lower in value and in dollar amount that you want to, but just get in because your house that you buy is going to start to appreciate at the same level that everybody else's is, and your rental is only going to appreciate for your landlord and not you. But if you're a homeowner right now and you're thinking about consolidating or getting all of the unsecured debt out of your life in 2019, the simple thought that, oh, rates are higher than they were when you purchased your house is false thinking, because if you have unsecured debt, you want to move forward and make sure you can eliminate your unsecured debt and make your overall monthly payments less than they are now. Your mortgage payment may go up 1 percentage point, but your credit cards will go from 22% down to that 5%. Your student loans will go from 6 or 9% down to the 4 or 5%. And so on and so forth with your debt. But I also want to tell you, please don't panic. 2019 isn't going to be that much different than 2018. We're going to have a stable market. We are going to get more houses available for you, and you can move forward not only with your primary residence, but I have hundreds of people that I mentor in building a small portfolio of properties for retirement. And your plan can happen independently of any interest rate or home appreciation that's happening in the world around you. Here's the reality. Houses are going to be more expensive next year than they were last year. And anybody who has, I should have, I could have, I would have bought that house 5 years ago, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years ago. Well, 2019 is your year to say 30 years from now, 15 years from now, what do I want my home ownership life to look like? What do I want my retirement or my budget life to look like? That's what I want to focus with you. There's a lot of other factors, and I'm going to continue this conversation next week through the cost of waiting, where I'm going to look at how much more advantage you're going to have in El Paso County than Denver County and other parts of the state. One of the biggest parts of the study with this Colorado Springs could be the top housing market is a number of markets throughout the country that were very close to larger, more expensive metro areas, i.e. Denver. We're going to be positioned wonderfully because our median house price is $305,000. In Denver, it's over $460,000. So have hope. We're going to have this conversation going on throughout the month of December. But as I state at the end of every single show, most of all, I just want you all to go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end. Not even your home ownership, your budgeting, your debt, none of that. It just buys you access. So make sure you keep that focus. And if you've not found your passion and your calling and purpose in life, pray to God that He would deliver it to you, because that's what I found in you, the radio listener, someone that I would come and serve every single day. And at the end of every show, I say, please reach out to me, because I don't have telepathy to reach out to you. Call me at 330-1457. I can help guide you to your dreams as the hero or heroine in 2019. And if you can't talk, go to ChurchillColorado.com. Put my information on the right-hand side, your requests and questions, and click send. And that's it. Have a great week, and I will speak with you all same time, same place next week on The Jay Garvin Show.
Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.